I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Widener Plumbing Studios. GeneWidenerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs, coming up at 5:30. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show with the franchise. Tim Allen gets you ready for the final game between the Brewers and Pirates coming up tonight. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll be back on the air with our 2020 Bubble Preview Show. Brought to you by, again, All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation. From 6 until 8, Jim Paschke, Jared Greenberg from NBA TV and TNT, Matt Velasquez, Larry Harris from the Golden State Warriors, from our Bucks GM, all on the show tonight between 6 and 8. Make sure to tune us in tonight. And then after the last pitch, you make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight with the franchise, Tim Allen. Brewers with a rare off day tomorrow. As an NBA fan, you got to be pretty excited about that with opening night of the NBA tomorrow night. You can just focus on kind of watching opening night of the NBA, and then Friday night, get your Bucks groove on as they take on the Celtics. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our Green and Gold Insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Ryan Wood. Ryan, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Woody, what's up, my brother?
I'm a little bit fired up about this old Joe Kelly Dodgers 8-game suspension thing. Just a little bit, but I'll calm down and we'll talk some Packer football. Your thoughts on the NFL season with all of these players? Seemingly, every time I go on Twitter, somebody else is opting out from an NFL team. Damian Williams, the starting running back for the Chiefs, the latest opt-out earlier this afternoon. The question we asked at 3 o'clock was, is the NFL season's integrity in jeopardy? Leroy said no, there'd have to be a lot more guys involved. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd agree with Leroy on that. And furthermore, I mean, I think that if you looked at baseball right now and an entire team decimated by COVID-19, the fact that the reality that it's probably not going to be the last time we see that in that sport, and the potential for that to happen maybe in the NFL as well, I think that would be a lot more damaging to the integrity than the opt-outs, is what does the coronavirus do to rosters as they get into this thing, because they're not going to be in a bubble. And let's just, it is what it is. I mean, it kind of feels like walking on really shaky ground. I mean, they're here. They're at this point. They've reported for training camp. This is the official start to the preseason. And that's all we know right now. We can't see what is out there 3 days from now, a week from now, longer than that. It's so unpredictable. All we know is that they're here. They're at this point, and whatever happens from here is going to be it's going to be really hard to predict.
Well, Woody, man, you look good, man. You look great. So proud of you.
Appreciate
man.
You.
You look amazing, man. Let's go back a little bit, because I know we talked about Aaron Rodgers and the whole, he did another podcast. You know, I get it, and I kind of agree with some of the things he said. But I didn't know. I thought it was bad timing in a way. But with Funches opting out, do people now look at the draft and say, "See, I told you should have got a wide receiver"? You think they'll be hearing some of that this week?
I think that would be really kind of it'd be 2020 hindsight because
no pun intended.
You don't know who's going to opt out, but two, I don't think they need to. I mean, the reality with Devin Funchess coming is that their lone significant addition was a guy that played one game last year because of injury. A guy that has never been a Pro Bowler, not that type of receiver. He's a veteran guy. I mean, he's going to help. There's no question about that. He was, you know, compared to what else is on the roster, it was nice to have Devin Funchess in the fold. But this is not a top receiver coming in. It was not a first round type receiver coming in. Not the likes of this potential class and how deep the receiver class was this spring. So, and it was one guy. It wasn't an overhaul of the position by any stretch of the imagination. So, with or without Devin Funchess, the reality is that this front office did not overhaul the receiver position for the 2020 season. A receiver position, by the way, I don't know if you read my position preview on Packers News, but it was the first time in a 16-game season the Packers have not had multiple 500-yard receivers. I mean, you look historically, yep. Like, what is the bare minimum in terms of production from the receiver position? Bare minimum, historically, across the league, is to have multiple 500-yard receivers. The Packers only had one 500-yard receiver last year, Devontae Adams. No one else. Alan Lazard was second receiving with 477 yards. Historically, that is extremely rare. It had never happened to the Packers in a 16-game season. So even as they continue to move toward the run game, even as they do that, they've got to get more production out of the receiving position.
And that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying mentally. That's what he thought when they chose Jordan Love. But I want to move to something that I get a lot of smoke from. I was at an Alzheimer's event on Sunday with my young lady Gina from Classic Lanes. And the biggest thing people were telling me was the Jamal Adams thing. Like, why don't the players, the Packers, throw all these drafts away and get a player like that for Aaron Rodgers? Why don't they always... The Seahawks are the ones. I say, listen, I don't understand it either, but I'll ask a professional. Why don't the Green Bay Packers mortgage their future for a guy like Jamal Adams with only two interceptions career, by the way? Why don't they do more deals like that, in your opinion?
I mean, when it comes to Jamal Adams, it's because they're paying Adrian Amos to do the same thing. Now, Adrian Amos does not have the pedigree or the athletic burst or whatever as a Jamal Adams. He wasn't a sixth overall pick in the draft, but they paid him a lot of money last year to come in, and he played awfully well. I mean, he was not a problem in that defense. So that position is filled, not cheaply. And so, I mean, it's not fantasy football. You can't have all the good players in the league.
Yeah, that's the fan base, though. The fan base want to know why the Packers don't just – If you look at, and I think they have a point in a way, if you look at all the top quarterbacks have weapons. Breeze, they brought in Emmanuel Sanders. Of course, Drew Breeze got a ton of people down there. I mean, you can think about the guys in the late 30s, his people, Russell Wilson, you know, gets help. Why doesn't it for Aaron Rodgers? And I just don't have a good answer for the philosophy of giving away picks in the future to win now. I think the Packers would say, Ryan, you tell me, that they think they are winning now because they have a quarterback that they feel like that can win, and you don't need to invest so much money on the perimeter as most teams do.
Well, think of it this way. Who was the hot name this spring around draft time? I think maybe a little bit before the draft time in terms of the trading market at a position receiver that they could definitely need. It was OBJ. Everyone was talking about OBJ, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
If you look at what the market has been set at, regardless of position, for marquee star player, you look at the Jamal Adams trade. What did the Jets get for Jamal Adams? It started with two first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we talked about it. I said at the time, OBJ would be two first-round picks. Like, that is what you would have to pay to go get him. That is what the market is for that type of player, Jamal Adams, Khalil Mack, those type of guys. Mm-hmm. Get two first-rounders in a trade. And if you look at the Packers specifically, they're a team that they've got a lot of money invested at the top of their roster in terms of the cap, not just Aaron Rodgers, but the Smith brothers. You know, they brought in Adrian Amos last year, and he's a high paid safety. They've gone out in free agency now, and that's not cheap to do. So at the top of their roster, a lot of cap is allocated toward that top group of players. And when you have that, that only makes those first round picks all the more important, because those are the inexpensive talent. You're not paying the first round picks veteran salaries. So this is a team, because of its foray into free agency, those first round picks are as important, even more important than ever before. It's just hard for me to see them, because of what the next few years looks like, relinquishing multiple first round picks to go get a star player.
Steve, can you give me a quick reset? And then I got one more question, and I'll turn them over to you.
I think you could do it yourself, but I'll do it for you. Ryan Wood, a Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
I got a lot of texts because people know you came coming on. They love you on the show, and they wanted me to say, what about Everson Griffin? And what I told these guys, no. They got enough guys on the outside. Everson Griffin is a 4-3 guy that likes to go out to the quarterback. You got that with the Smith brothers, unless you're going to move one of the Smith brothers inside, and that's too much messing with too many things. What do you think about Everson Griffin, because the Packers are rumored to be one of the teams interested?
If the price is right, sure. I mean, they're thin when it comes to outside linebacker and defensive line. They've got good talent there with the Smiths, with Kenny Clark. But they're thin. I mean, there's just not a lot there. There's three proven guys that can really put their hand in the ground or be on the line of scrimmage and make plays, right? I mean, Kenny Clark, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. Now, the thing is, those guys are going to be on the field a lot. So if they stay healthy, I mean, the Smiths never come off the field. Mike Pettine said he wants to play them less during the regular season this year, which means maybe Rashawn Gary gets – but there's just not a lot there in terms of depth behind those guys. With that said, they don't have a lot of money, so it's going to be a if the price is right type thing, and it could be. I mean, I can see a fit here. That obviously doesn't mean that Everson Griffin's coming to Green Bay. It's just, I mean, it makes sense on paper.
How much of a difference does it make for the Packers if he ends up in Green Bay, as far as stopping the run, getting pressure on the quarterback? How much better does that front seven become if he's a Packer?
Well, there's depth there, and there's not a lot of depth there right now. Behind Kenny Clark, you've got Dean Lowry, no sacks last year. Behind Dean Lowry, you have what?
Kingsley Kiki,
guy that's trying to come in into his second year, really young, unproven. The Packers like him, but he's unproven. Tyler Lancaster, good run defender. I mean, he's solid, but he doesn't give you any pass rush. Montrevious Adams, who still hasn't figured it out. That's your defensive line, you know, and then your outside linebacker group. They've lost Kyler Fackrell. They've really got two and a half proven outside linebackers, depending on what you think of Rashawn Gary. I mean, there's Smith, there's Rashawn Gary, and then there's question mark. I mean, that's what your depth chart looks like at that position. So, yeah, I mean, it would present depth to the defensive front that is sorely lacking. It's just, you know, this is a team that has a lot of dollars spent, tied up, and it just comes down to the business side of it.
He is Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette. He'll join all three shows this year. He'll be on Bart Winkler's show throughout the football season. He'll be on the Bill Michaels show throughout the football season.
That money.
And he will join the Wendy's Big Show each and every week on Wednesdays and Fridays at 4:48. Ryan Wood, Wendy's Big Show, Wednesdays and Fridays throughout the football season here on The Fan. Ryan, thanks so much. Looking forward to talking to you throughout the football season.
Good stuff,
absolutely.
My brother.
Fun as always. Take care.
Betcha. Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion. I've grown your home. Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane comes up next. Our top three topics of the day right back at you. And then don't forget 5:30. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show with Tim Allen as he gets you ready for Brewers and Pirates, the rubber match of that three-game set in Pittsburgh tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.